Before we go into the sitting, before I ring the bells, I'm just going to read you a poem that I think speaks to a lot of things. But in this setting, I'm using this poem to remind us of the importance of opening to whatever stress, suffering, dukkha we may be having. And again, we've got some water imagery to help us. So just settle in and listen to this reading. And the poem is called Rising. All night while they slept, the water was rising. And as they sat at breakfast with coffee and croissants, it was rising. While they bent over desks in their important offices, the water rose and kept rising. As they met after work for drinks, gin and tonic, a good Chardonnay, though they knew it was rising, they ordered another drink and drove home through water still rising. He said, "I think it's starting to go down." She said, "Surely someone will tell us if we ought to leave." The children called from far away to say, "We've seen it on TV." She said, "We're fine, although by then the water was up to the windowsills." They ate their dinner by candlelight and went to sleep, sure that tomorrow someone would rescue them and they would be as safe and happy as they had always been. So there's a bit of humor here in this poem, but it is definitely a cautionary tale as we imagine that water rising. And how many times in our lives have we done this? We've seen the difficulty. We have an inkling something's going on. But instead, you know, we seek after pleasures. We hope someone else will fix it for us. It's up to us. And so a nice invitation to not live in delusion, but into the truth of how things are. And so we'll begin this practice now, just giving ourselves time to settle in and be a little quieter again, listening to the bells to help us do that. So remembering your intentions for being here, all that love and kindness and openness, friendliness, connection. Let yourself ground into the body, however you like to do that. Notice whatever your mood is. Get that inner landscape, that temperature, let it be known. Let yourself sink into embodiment, feeling body. Perhaps letting the breath help you, the out-breath help let go of unnecessary tension, and come to a place of some rest within body. and let whatever anchor you like find you. Let the anchor be revealed to you. Is it sounds? Is it breath in a particular spot? Is it whole body? Breath and body. Unforced. And simply rest in your anchor and just keep letting all the other experiences come and go. You don't have to push them away, just let them move through. Let them be known, perhaps labeled. Let's keep our seats in this moment through our anchor. Practicing in the silence. Can we notice that whatever arises is passing? Sensations, thoughts, emotions, sounds. Can we notice that when we hold on to experiences, we create stress, dukkha? And some dukkha just arises out of a multitude of conditions, and we haven't added a second arrow. Can we open compassionately to that dukkha, the pain, of being a body, having a body? Can we appreciate whatever arises is conditioned by more causes and conditions than we could enumerate? And so doesn't define us, doesn't belong to us, is not all of who we are. It's passing through. Knowing what's happening and responding compassionately, wisely to this ever-changing flow of life. Now, as you've been practicing, there may have been something that's come up for you a number of times. Some concern, some body sensation. There may be something going on in your life that you need to give some attention to not pretend that it's not troubling you, to actually see the rising water of this difficulty and take appropriate, kindly action. So first getting to know it. So if there's nothing up for you, then just continue to practice as you were with your anchor. Otherwise, you can engage with me with the grain practice, grounding, recognizing, allowing, investigating, and not identifying. So take some time to just really drop more deeply into your ground, resource yourself. And recognize with a word or two what the issue is. Can you name it? I see you, Mara. What is it? And can you, in the spirit of mindfulness, really allow it to be here? To really blossom. Okay, I'm gonna really let you be here. Show me. So some of the story may come up here, the emotions, the body sensations. Really let it bloom. And as you're ready, investigate it primarily through noticing how it all shows in the body. Letting go of the story now. Just notice all the places in the body that this difficulty is showing. The body tension, the troubling emotions and how they feel, the troubling thoughts and how they feel in the body. Hand to the heart or elsewhere at any point. Investigate, become intimate with this difficulty. Like a good enough nurse attending a wound, you're really observing, getting to know it before action. Let the breath help you here as need be, breathing into, breathing with, soothing touch. And all throughout the anaphrine, we remember, this is not me. This is not all of who I am. This is not the whole story. This is nature. Nature rolling on. All these conditions coming to bear in this moment. And nurturing that end of rain as well, nurturing. Take a few moments with your difficulty, with understanding dukkha, how it is for you right now. Feel into the rest of your body and really ground. Noticing within body, mind, and heart any effects of the practice of opening to the difficulty. There may be some easing, there may not be. Yet you've been with the difficulty, and this is wise and kind. This is how we heal. We heal through the difficult. Little poem called Little Prayer. Let ruin end here. Let ruin end here. Let him find honey where there was once a slaughter. Let him enter the lion's cage and find a field of lilacs. Let this be the healing. And if not, let it be. Let this be the healing, and if not, let it be. And resting in these last few minutes of this practice, back into your anchor, grounded, supported, kindly, friendly. With all that is.